I'm glad you mentioned the word open. There is the word frequent.
Yeah.
There was no frequent vision. Right. And I think of those in Israel who were men who had vision, who knew what Israel ought to do.
Right.
And yes, the days were dark. And yes, they could look around and see all these conditions of famine, moral declension, the lack of continued revelation and enlightenment. You know, revelation is not just new things. It's casting light upon that which God has already given and understanding it. And we have that also today, where there's very little understanding of divine things. Mm. An understanding cannot flourish when there's moral declension and when there's a lack of faith. And yet, I think those that see these things should not be occupied with the conditions. Mm. They should be occupied with a better day. They should be forward-thinking. They should be like those who would name a child in a dark day, Elimelech, my God is king. And we should look for the future, look for that which God might do with us, and not be bogged down, as it were, with the depression, the depressingness of present conditions. But now, Lord, we see the conditions. Now what should we do in light of the conditions?
In the 60s, I think it's the 60s or 70s, in the religious media, there was a movement that gave rise, which undermines this very truth that we're talking about. And it went like this: why seek your pie in the sky when you could have it now? If you look at Christianity today and as it has developed, that is really what's going on. We're looking to build empires and conclaves here. The vision of the Lord's coming is almost a PS, it's a post note, a postscript. And it causes some level of tension, some level of angst, and I think if we can get some help, and I'll ask the question this way. The Lord is coming, and the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose is that we are going to be united with Him. He says, lo, I come, I go away, and I will come again and receive you unto myself. But He has left us here. And so we don't want to be like Thessalonians who do nothing while we're here, and we don't work, we don't do responsibilities because we're thinking about His coming. But at the same time, we don't want to forget about His coming and get so occupied with the here and now. So can we get some help on how we balance the reality that we're to be looking for the day when the Lord will put His vice regent in authority over this earth, looking for the appearing of our great God and Savior? That's a reality that we need to get a hold of, because that's going to give us stability in the midst of all the mess that's going on. But at the same time, in the mess, how do we remain faithful in remnant testimony and balance these two realities? Because what happens today is, and it happens in my experience, happens in your experience, you know, you're working and you're raising your children, and a lot of it is associated with what's here. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for help so that we can help each other in terms of balancing my present day responsibilities and obligations in light of the Lord's coming, in light of being under His authority.
My comment is, do we want to tackle that now, or this about, is it going to be a quick response, or should we tackle this after lunch?
At the end of the outline, there's a series of questions, areas of obedience and lordship examples. I mean,
you want to defer that as
practical.
So let's hold that and develop it and respond to it, God willing, in the third session. That's what you're suggesting?
Perhaps.
So this is our time of
Hymn 87. Okay.